This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you have done a phenomenal job.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now let me throw a couple at you. What's your name?
Don.
Don.
Bang, bang!
Don, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm out.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
Huh? Hello? What?
What's up, homies?
Hi, guys.
ENN, which is sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. I'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I love to touch money.
And then I'll say good evening to Don.
Matt Moore!
Welcome, everyone. Let's hear the most important part of the Giants-Cowboys game last night.
Oh, no. Okay.
And there is a black hat now on the field. Halloween this past week, and a black hat is running across MetLife Stadium.
Oh,
is this going to be bad for the Cowboys? If you're superstitious, a few weeks ago we were here for a Monday Night Football game. We had another Halloween theme. Now comes this.
Maybe we need to bring the ghost back to get rid of the cat. I mean, maybe we should. I don't know. I mean, what are we doing here?
What are we doing here?
You know, little known fact that most stadiums, Don mentioned it earlier, most stadiums have a lot of cats that run around underneath the stadium just to kill the rats.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That cat looks like he lived there.
Yeah. It's his home.
Yeah. That's like
Baker Mayfield's pet.
You know, the stories of the old Boston Garden, when they finally tore it down, they found skeletons of monkeys.
Oh, why?
Is that true?
Yeah, because a few monkeys got loose when the circus was there, and they lived at Boston Gardens.
Is that true?
Yeah, and they fed off all the discarded food.
Oh,
yeah.
The poor monkeys.
That's a sad.
No, they lived well.
Well, hold on. When was this they found them?
Like after they got rid of
the
Boston
old garden.
Gardens. Yeah, they didn't kill them.
Think about
they
this.
Were, they lived their
well,
lives.
And,
they died.
And what a run. They were there for the Celtics in the 80s. Yeah. This was tremendous.
They've seen the house.
Depending on when they got there, they could have seen.
They could have seen Bird.
And Russell. It could have got all that. We don't know. Have
monkeys,
yet?
Monkeys live a long time too. They no one ever noticed a monkey walking around.
Well, I don't think they were just out comfortably hanging out with people.
Well, I mean,
they didn't work at the concession stand.
Yeah, but in order to get the discarded food, they'd have to be seen. I would think.
Well, after everybody left,
animals.
These were some cagey monkeys, but they
were
really
cheeky monkeys.
They weren't in cage.
Yeah, they were uncaged.
Yeah.
I want you to spend the night.
It's so. I was just so amused by hearing that interaction between Tessitore and Booger, just dealing with a cat.
No, I'm good.
Let's hear how Kevin Harlan handled on the radio.
Yeah, well, that's not.
On Westwood Wolf.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Oh, there's a cat. A black cat has taken the field. A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way. And so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25 to the 24-yard line.
How could Don not worship this?
It's a catch run of 15.
So talented.
Now the cat has stopped at the 50.
So is it bad luck for the Giants? Is it bad luck
know.
For the Cowboys?
I don't know, but they've stopped playing. The players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field. The black cat is at the other end of the field.
Descriptive.
You don't think this is going on
Thursday, that was Halloween.
Way
Thursday
too
night football,
right,
yeah. Not
he's,
Monday night
Same
football.
Joke about
he's
Halloween. The color guys were bad in both cases.
And looking. Now he's at the 5.
Sorry, Kurt.
He's Who brought the walking. Cat? He's walking to the 3.
I just like.
He's at the 2. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman,
genius.
A state trooper has come on the field. And the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Beautiful.
Right.
Now, you know what was underrated about the show earlier? Andrew's spot-on impression of Kevin Harlan.
Yeah, he does a very good.
Can we have
it?
A little more Kevin Harlan?
No, go.
Let's do it live. He's ready.
Hate plays, man.
I'm going viral. Doesn't Warner know this?
Now, give us a new one.
Oh, Kevin Harlan. Oh, I love my voice in these fun moments.
I like more the content than the voice.
I think it's a little too much. It was
I'm
fun
going
for
viral.
Like,
doesn't Warner know this?
10, 15 seconds. He went on for like 3 minutes.
I just enjoyed the idea of when he was describing the cat going, he's at the 3.
The two.
You just don't generally hear that in a football movie that slowly.
I mean, you and Stemmer don't have this kind of fun on the radio?
Not for 3 minutes.
Well, the cat was on the field. Oh.
What are you supposed
to do? I think Andrew and I were talking about this. I think everybody went a little too crazy with the cat.
Oh, boy. You really hate Christmas, don't you?
This has nothing to do with Christmas. And nobody brought up the 69.
Did you hear
Mets. 69.
I know. I know the number. I'm familiar with
you,
it.
Did you hear what happened when Don saw the cat?
No, what?
Just a cat.
Well, that ruined the Cubs season.
That's what they say. Huh. And maybe this ruined the Giants season that was already ruined.
Yeah, I like how people are bringing. It was a cute story. I get it. They were already terrible beforehand.
Right. You know, now, if the Cowboys had lost after that, then you got a narrative.
Right.
Right.
Now, that would have been good.
Right.
That didn't happen. You know how Don would have. Don could have handled this, though. Here's how Don would have handled the cat, first of all.
I was making an art.
Face dead.
Followed by.
Swap aside!
Then.
He's my friend.
Finally.
Get me help.
Now, you mentioned earlier, Don, you're a dog guy. You love dogs.
Yes.
And you've been goaded into having cats in your life.
Well, just easier.
Do you have a say?
Well, because, you know, with God, with my life, you know, it's tough to train a dog. How break the dog in and let the dog out, walk the dog. I mean, how much do you want Nancy to have to do when I'm on my little wacky road trips with the Rangers? It's bad enough with the kids.
Do the cats still despise the children?
They're getting along.
Cisco's
allows the kids to pet.
But not Mr. Her. Orange.
Yeah, Mr. Orange has got a whole world to himself. I mean, cats are just very odd. That's one of the reasons I like dogs more.
Do you
dogs
know the
are very loyal.
Names
cats are kind of like, you're just in their way.
You know, they're considering the cats' names aren't very realistic. They want to give them more human names now that the children are born. Uh-huh. The two names they were considering.
Yep.
I'm Marty Lyons
and
Ed Hospodar.
Those are the two cats.
I'm not a cat fan. I don't want letters, but I'm not a cat fan.
I don't want letters, but I'm not a cat fan.
I don't want letters from cat lovers.
Oh.
I don't like cats.
A lot of people
they
don't.
They creep me out.
A lot of people are scared of cats. I don't get it.
There's very little love they send your way. Very little.
Depends on the cat. Murray was a very loving cat. So was Tyson. Both very loving cats.
You had a cat named Tyson.
Of course.
Did Mike Tyson know this? Now, who was Murray named after? Murray the cop from The Odd Couple?
Hey, listen to my Mike Tyson podcast.
I don't know why my parents named Murray. Do you know when Murray died? You know the night Murray died?
Not really.
Okay. Well, forget it.
Well, no, I'm curious.
It was the night of Tom Brady's first Super Bowl victory.
He had seen enough.
He knew.
He lived until Brady won that first
And then
Super
he
Bowl.
Said, this is enough. I don't need any more. This has been
How busy. Old was Murray?
He had a really great run. He was like 18. He was like Heathcliff. He was out in the neighborhood being insane. He had adventures. I saw him getting fights. I saw him once. My parents once had the bright idea of we were always on the fence about him being an outdoor cat. He always wanted to be outside constantly, but we would fight it. Then he'd get outside and it would be a pain. So at some point we tried other cockamamie sort of schemes, including one where he was like, there was like a stake in the ground and he was connected to a like leash so he could wander the yard. He climbed the shed and jumped off the other side, so he basically tried to hang himself. And they found him hanging. He hung himself.
But he had a lot of room to roam. You guys had, like, what, 8-9 acres?
That
right?
is not true. You're speaking more to your circumstance. It was a very small, regular backyard.
Really?
Anyways, that's your cat update. Can we do Cat Watch moving forward here?
No.
And you know what? We have a great sponsor, Cat's Deli.
Now, did you... That's... So this also happened during the game last night.
What?
Now Jones again able to pull it, run it, and get a first down, and then wipe out somebody on the sidelines 14 yards later. And there's a fight going on. Not the first time we have seen this through the years in this heated rivalry.
You know, I have a question to ask both of you. I've been meaning to ask you for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Why would Aaron Rodgers,
why
and Patrick Mahomes have a complete D-nozzle as an agent on the State Farm commercials? Why would they stay with him? He's a complete jerk.
You thought about this last night?
I've thought about it constantly because it doesn't even ring any realistic note at all. He's a moron.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a commercial.
It's a plane.
I know
Captain
it's a commercial.
I think,
it's nothing about
I think in the Wendy's commercial, the old woman knew where the beef was. But it was kind of just ironic and fun for her to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But again.
I think the girl in the Apple commercial knows what a computer
no,
is.
No, that girl didn't know. That was casting. I'm telling you, if you're going to believe that Pat Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers have half a brain, they would never align themselves with an agent like that because the agent is a representative of you. Makes right. you look like a complete nozzle. Oh, I have an app. Well, what's an app? He didn't know what an app is. You have an agent that doesn't,
know what an app is. And now I'm going to get an app. I have an app. Bring my app. Right. Yeah, it's a great point. It's
again, the father was going to leave the kids at the school that was closed. And the worst commercial in the history of anything. Remember that?
Yeah, the snowy,
I always talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, kid, oh, snow day. All right, kids, we're dropping you off. Not realizing if they called a snow day, you just drop the kids off in an abandoned school to freeze to death like the end of The Shining.
He wasn't even paying attention.
But the kids thought it was a snow day. It wasn't officially a snow day.
I understand that, but who the father's car isn't going to judge whether it's a school day or not. All right, well, the Miller twins can get there, so I guess it's okay to open school.
So that,
you have to realize it's a commercial.
He really went off the deep end.
Take it with a grain of salt. Now, that play.
By the way, congratulations to Sammy from the Hudson Valley. He won the Jet Giant ticket.
Congrats, I think Peter was talking.
Yeah!
It's okay. It's quite all right. That was Daniel Jones scrambling. He was forced out of bounds by Xavier Woods, not to be confused with WWE superstar Xavier Woods. And he ended up running into a cameraman.
No, hold on. It wasn't a cameraman.
It was parabolic.
It was parabolic man. Stop it.
Held on to the football. That should be your lead.
Even though
and the parabolic man jumped right up.
Yeah. It was a kind of a sketchy run into each other, though. Like, that collision
It was serious. If Daniel Jones didn't have a helmet, he could have lost an eye.
Now, and then Will Hernandez came in and defended Daniel Jones, turned into a shoving match. I liked it, though. By the way, here's another thing I have, okay? All the different ridiculous calls they have to protect quarterbacks. All over the field, ridiculous calls. Just sacks where a quarterback gets pushed down, pushed in the chest, and they call a penalty. And yet they're still running with this thing of if the quarterback is the least bit in bounds, you can hit them.
Because if you're going to stand up.
Talk about Captain Literal, man.
But if you're going to stand up, then you're just like anybody else. When you slide down, then you get the protection.
No. But what I'm saying is this. If a quarterback is running, if we are all watching and we go, there's no way momentum-wise he can turn the ball.
Clearly.
He is going out of bounds. They play Captain Literal, man, and they say you can still shove the quarterback. If you're protecting them so much in the middle of the field, why go with this literal interpretation on the sideline?
Yeah.
That was actually more dangerous than half the plays they call
roughing. Listen, I understand why they didn't throw the flag, but you know that there's the only place he's going to go is out of bounds. So the defender should just make sure that's where he goes.
There's no way he can cut the ball back up field here. So what's the point of having that push?
The parabolic guy almost had his legs taken out.
It was very dangerous. And by the way, I got to tell you, I don't know if we're judging Daniel Jones here.
He didn't care a bit
about the parabolic.
I knew exactly what I was thinking. The same thing. I mean, just tap the guy in the head. Hey, you breathing?
Normally, even the biggest nozzle players in the NFL, when they run someone over, grab them, pull them up, pat them on the butt, do something. Jones did nothing.
Have you noticed though? Because you talk about how Daniel Jones has that Eli look to him. He almost wears his helmet the way Gase wears his baseball cap, right? Doesn't his helmet look like
cover
it's a little
eyes.
Too close to his eyes?
Yeah. Maybe he can't see.
It's odd.
It's amazing, though, every time you hear him, he kind of has Eli's standing face, and he sounds just like Eli.
I mean, nuts.
It's almost, like, weird. He sounds exactly like Eli. When Eli talks, sounds like he has a lot of saliva in his mouth. And that's exactly how Daniel Jones sounds.
Yeah, it's very similar. It's strange. The Warriors won a game last night. And guess what? They beat the Portland Warriors. I mean, the Portland Trailblazers. The Warriors are 2-5 now. 1-5 at the Chase Center.
Uh-oh.
Not a good start. When you start with 6 of 7 at home and lose 5 of them.
Yeah, that's not good.
But they got to win.
Those tickets are so expensive, and on the secondary market now, they can't give them away.
But here's the bigger part. Their rookie, Eric Paschal, 34 points, 13 rebounds.
You know,
did I get that wrong, by the way? Is that a draft?
Eric Paschal? No, you're
right. Paschal or Paschal?
Paschal. How are you saying it, Andrew?
Paschal. He says,
I actually listened
to that game last night, but I think
he went to Fordham before he went to Villanova.
Well, then you should really know.
We used to call him Paschal.
Okay, so Paschal, not Paschal.
But maybe he changed it, like Tony Dorsett.
Dorsett.
It used to be Dorsett.
He made it Dorsett.
Yeah. It used to be,
Joe
Theismann. It used to be Joe Theismann.
And he called the Theismann around with Heisman.
Right.
Didn't win it.
No. What were you about to say, though, Michael, about the game?
I was just going to say another brilliant move by Fordham. They had Eric Paschall, and they traded Tom. They fired Tom Pecora, the guy who recruited him, and then he transferred to Villanova. Good job, Fordham.
So, Anthony Davis teased the possibility of playing for the Bulls at an event in Chicago on Monday. He was asked about what he would do if he had the chance to play for the Bulls. Here's Anthony Davis clarifying the comment because of the time. He said, honestly, there's nothing like playing at home. Room filled with laughter. He said, I don't know. I mean, I'm a free agent next year, but we'll see. It's a possibility. He made similar remarks in July to the Chicago Tribune. Here's Anthony Davis clarifying.
So last night, you consider Chicago as a place for free agency?
I never said I consider anything.
So what did you say?
I said that, you know, I'm focused on the championship with the Lakers.
No.
And, of course, everyone knows I'll be a free agent next year. And I said, we'll see where it goes.
No.
He's a toolbox. I mean, wow. I like him, but he's a bit of a tool. How can you say I'm wrong?
Yeah, he can't. He I read the quote.
Even the stuff with the Pelicans, he's a bit of a tool.
No, he's got a toolbox. Let's hear. You guys want to hear the end of the Warriors game we just talked about?
Sure.
It's thrilling. Let's hear it.
Kevin Harlan.
Paschall up top. Shoots over. Paschall. Hood at the three, and it's good.
Not Paschall, yeah.
It's good for Eric Paschall.
All right. So that it was just us clarifying the name.
Yeah.
Eric Paschall.
Yeah.
You said Paschall.
Yeah, I was
You're
wrong.
A joke. You're an absolute joke.
That's what he was at Fordham.
Are you sure?
Yes. You don't know. You're just reaching. Who's going to correct you?
Obviously, Peter.
It's a joke.
Why are you guys saying I'm a joke? I mean, really?
He was wrong. I'm surprised you don't wave your little hand and get rid of him.
That's all it would take.
Really?
Boss is back, you know.
I saw one shoulder, though.
I know. Tim McCarthy, shoulderless.
Shoulder boy. Oh, my little shoulder boy.
We should play Shoulder Lean when we talk about
What's
Tim
Shoulder
McCarthy.
Lean?
It's a song. Shoulder Lean, Shoulder
Never
Lean.
Never heard of this song. Who does it?
I think it's Young.
Jesus?
I think it's Young Dro. No.
Young Dro. not old Dro.
You got to be honest, though. As much as...
You love hip-hop, but the names are
The names
asinine.
Are ridiculous.
They're asinine.
They really are.
Well, most of the names that I think are ridiculous come from an era that's, you know, a little younger than me. Even Young Dro is... mid-2000s, well past my prime. By the way, you know, Cypher Sounds and I are planning a big party the night before Thanksgiving.
Maybe, that's always a big night.
Maybe the best night to party in America.
You're right.
You know what I'm going to say right now? This is not even a hot take. It's so obvious. How much better is the night before Thanksgiving than New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve is amateur hour.
Yeah. New Year's Eve is amateur hour. It stinks. It's all hype and it's all ridiculous and it stinks. Yet that Thanksgiving Wednesday is tremendous.
Where are you having this party?
Bowery Ballroom.
Are we invited?
Of course. Everyone here is invited.
Really? Listeners?
VIP. The Tim McCarthy anthem.
So whenever he comes on.
Is Young Dro going to be there?
No, it's not even that kind of music, actually. It's classic, like more like 90s classic hip-hop. Guess who's hosting it?
I guess you.
Laura Stiles.
Really?
Young Cookies.
Cookies.
Yep.
Wait, is it a party or is it a making money opportunity for you?
It's both. Well, that's what those
are. Accomplish both.
I want nothing to do
with it. Well, I'm not going to make you buy a ticket. I'll comp you VIP.
No, I don't want that.
You don't want to support it because I can make money from it.
No.
My whole life is supporting a vehicle that makes you money.
Not you.
What are you doing this for free?
I really thought he'd appreciate this.
Who, me?
No, Michael, that he would appreciate that you're trying to make money off of this. Well, he's always thinking about trying to
make money.
Why would
I have a party?
Like you said you and Cypher Sounds are having, I thought, like at your apartment, you know, pre-Thanksgiving.
Well, we don't live together, so we're not having a party together.
Yeah, it's not the odd couple.
We're DJing a party at the Bowery Ballroom.
Yeah, but you're not going to play any songs I like Build Me a Buttercup.
No, of course we're going to play Build Me a Buttercup. What kind of party would it be the night before New Year's?
You got to clean the room out at the end of the night, right?
Yeah,
you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. There you go.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, everyone.
Good night.
Tip the bartenders.
you make light of it. You play this song. The place
you have the
goes
flex
nuts.
Bomb. Can you hit the flex bomb over this? This is the energy you want. Good stuff.
How do you not love this?
This is a purge song. This is how you purge the room.
That's not true.
No, that room you will.
Well, that room maybe.
You know, if we're at a dance club in 1986, they'll all be going crazy.
Anything with a chorus.
No, I will tell you
clear that room.
Right after this, they play Hands Up.
I was going to say, is this song iconic enough that even if a party among young people was going crazy, if you played just the first part, would people be excited? No. I don't think so.
What? Build Me a Buttercup?
Yeah, I don't
I'll show up.
There's another song, though, that could be that. It's not that.
It's Raining Men.
Not It's Raining Men either, but more in the vein of It's My Party, maybe, could do that matter what.
Please stop. You're embarrassing yourself and your
community.
You know
who produced It's My
Sweet
Party?
Sweet Caroline, maybe? Something like that?
Sweet Caroline plays at every sporting event of all time. Do you know who produced It's My Party?
Paul Schaefer.
No.
Matt Moore!
Phil Spector.
No.
No. It's interesting, I think.
Young Dro.
That's correct. Young Dro. He was minus 31 years old.
Who?
Don, you want to guess?
Klingon Jones.
Not Klingon Jones.
Arguably the greatest American music producer of all time.
Wow. Dr. Dre.
American. Oh, because I was going to...
Where were you going to go? Beethoven.
Well, the Beatles, I was going to think. I thought you were going to go there.
Epstein.
Quincy Jones.
I could see that.
It's My Party.
Why not? How old was he? It's like 20?
So young. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's My Party so long ago, though. The Leslie Gore vehicle.
Yeah, I get it. Will you play We Are the World at your party?
No.
Another Quincy Jones vehicle.
That is true.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if you played that, everybody held hands and rocked back and forth?
Yeah, they rock right out of the room. Rock right on home.
If you're going to rock with us, then rock with us.
How good is it that you had that? That's unbelievable. All right. Jermaine Whitehead, the former Brown who went on that Twitter rant and threatened
fans.
I'm
sorry.
He has said, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry doesn't fix the lamp, Charlie K.
That's a good point, and that is what it is. The L.A. Chargers, it was speculated the L.A. Chargers could be moving to London. And the response to that was not exactly positive. The Chargers owner on Tuesday called this report, quote, a lot of crap. We're not going to London. We're not going anywhere. We plan to be in L.A. for a long bleeping time. That was bull bleep, that story.
Mm.
Elegant.
That's from Dean Spanos.
Yet classy.
So, but the good news is they're not going to London.
Right.
If that's a good thing. At least in London, they'd have a home crowd. I think the players might prefer it. They don't have a home game on their schedule.
If you go to London, you're definitely going to get the quarterback to retire because he still lives in San Diego and drives 2 hours every day.
And he has 19 kids.
20, I think.
No. He can't do that.
He was holding one of his youngsters in his arm during the press conference. Like a one-year-old.
You know what we didn't talk about at all?
What?
How random that game was. Well, first of all, let me be clear. The Chargers compete every week, whether they win or lose. I have never in my life watched a team. And Andrew, I know, Andrew, you pay a lot of attention to things like this. Have you ever seen a team more in history that every single year has the same season? The first half of the season, they lose like three heartbreaker games they could have won. And then yet somehow when they get to the end of the year, they're still fighting for a playoff berth. If they had just won one of those games, they'd make the playoffs every single year. And I think it's going to be the same thing again this year. They lost two ridiculous games early. They absolutely crushed the Packers.
That's why Anthony Lynn has a gray beard.
Andrew, you know what I'm saying?
I think you're dead on with this.
Thank you.
I agree.
By the way, can we give ESPN some congratulations? How about next Monday night? That's a Sunday night match.
Tell me, what is it?
It's 49ers Seahawks.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's good. It's a professional football game. It's a professional football. And let me tell you, it's going to be dialed in.
Richard Sherman.
And RJ. Whoa, the Sherman Bowl. Sherman. It's the Sherman Bowl.
Wow. That was really awkward. I know where it came from. Don't explain it.
What was it?
It was an Eddie Murphy vehicle.
That's right. Well done. But yeah, we didn't talk about this. After the show on Friday, I thought, why don't we ever pick the Packers? Packers are crushing everyone. I mean, they laid a complete egg on Sunday against the Chargers. They never showed up.
Because of the State Farm guy. You have an agent like that.
It's a good point. Panthers have put Cam Newton on injured reserve. Here's Ryan Clark on the future of Cam.
Allen's going to be a cheaper player. He's a player that you can now build around with money, and he's also won games. And this is a new GM. This isn't the guy that drafted Cam Newton and will have an emotional tie to him.
Also, Nick Foles will start next week against the Colts. And on this day in 2011...
Again, it's going to be Kropel, wing, and the kicker, Drew Alamo. LSU remains undefeated.
I'm not a big college football fan. I'm looking forward to that this weekend. LSU, Alabama. Wow. Yeah.
And also, the one you were going to say earlier, I believe, this day in 1994, The 45-year-old George Foreman knocked out Michael Moorer to become heavyweight champion of the world. What a moment that was.
And he knocks the guy out, and the guy becomes an unbelievable documentary filmmaker. It's amazing.
He landed on his feet.
Wait, no, that's Michael Moorer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Again, Atlas didn't count the Atlas. Here we go again with the Atlas. Michael Moorer is down, goes Moorer on a right hand. An unbelievably close-in right hand shot.
Such a great call. And to think that not only does HBO not have boxing, which is bizarre, but on top of that, on Saturday night, Canelo Alvarez, arguably the most recognizable and best boxer in the world, had a fight, and they waited to start the fight until the UFC fight ended. That's where boxing is.
Wow.
They held Canelo in the ring, and they waited. They were already in the ring, and they waited.
Wow.
Until the Diaz fight ended with Masvidal before they'd start. Boxing's come a long, long way, and not in a good way. That'll do it for ENN.
Wow, Don, that was good.
That was very good.
It was good. It had a little bit of everything.
Sure did.
A little bit of everything, a little bit. And when you could get in, you know, young Dro, you've got yourself a show.
That's exactly right.
And we are in the middle of the Michael K. Show-vember, which is going to be an unbelievable month of talk and text. The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save, also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Let's finish it up with phone calls, everybody. And then we're going to have a very special broadcast at 7 o'clock. Senators, Islanders. Islanders right here on 98.7.
How about
looking for their 10th in a row.
Yeah, I was going to say they've won 9 in a row, I believe.
Yeah, if a team wins 9 in a row, we'll broadcast our games.
That's right.
Yeah. 1-800-91. We haven't had that with the Knicks yet. 1-800-919-3776. It's Kay, it's LaGreca, it's Rosenberg, and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.